Hello, ladies and gents. This is Casey Campbell, and you're listening to It's Tempting. You better buckle up. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to It's Tempting with me, Casey Campbell. We're back week two, you guys. Woohoo! Guess who's in with me? She doesn't really need like a gigantic introduction because you guys all know her very, very well. My best friend, Nicole Tudewall, or Nicole K Fitness, if you guys follow her on Instagram.
Hi. I'm happy to be here.
Yay. So you guys, I'm not going to lie. Well, before I even get into anything, I have to address this in case it's on the camera because I know you guys every week we like the fits. This snag is annoying me and I needed to address it. So if you see it, that wasn't on purpose.
And it just happened.
And it literally just happened. And yeah, so we're addressing it. We know it's there. Now continuing the episode.
Yeah.
So we don't have a script today. You guys, last time that Nicole was here, we had a whole script. We talked about TI. We're just going to kind of have girl chat. We started chatting a little bit last night about some stuff, but I wanted to continue it today. So first off, let's do like a little life update because you haven't been on in a while. The podcast hasn't been here in a while. So What's been going on?
So I moved to Miami 6 months ago.
Yes.
I love it for the fitness and the entrepreneurship and the weather. Mm-hmm. The people I'm still adjusting to.
Yep.
But I think anytime you move to a new city, it takes a while to get to know people and gain a new like support system and community. So I'm just still in that phase, but it's been a great transition. I think last time I came on the pod, I was living digital nomad life.
Yep.
And that was fun. It was great for a period of time in my life, but it got just a little too chaotic for me and I was ready for more stability.
Yeah.
So amen. I'm happy to be in South Florida. My family is here, you know, starting to make more friends, but the routine and the stability feels amazing.
Yeah, you like, I mean, I know you personally, but even just on Instagram, like you're clearly like thriving here when it comes to like the fitness and going to events and like with your clients. By the way, you guys, I'm about to be a client of hers yet again. Let's all pray that the consistency, you guys, is the new theme of this podcast. We talked about last episode. So I'm about to try to be consistent with this.
I'm so happy for you. We're going to focus on building muscle.
Yes. I can't wait. I want to get an ass back and my abs.
And pumping some calories in. I'm excited.
Let's do it. So yeah, you look like you're thriving, truly. Like, I think Miami fits you.
Thanks, boo.
It really, really does. However, last night it made me laugh when you said you had to make like a list of friends.
Oh my God.
She's like, I literally had to make a list of like 10 friends that I have.
Something about me is like, I'm always going to think of a strategy. I'm like, okay, if I don't have what I want, how can I get there?
Yeah.
And like I said, coming to a new city, trying to make new friends, like anybody that lives in a big city knows that it's not all superficial, but there's parts of it that are superficial in any big city. Mm-hmm. And I experienced that last year in LA. I'm experiencing it a little bit here. So you have to be really intentional and I have strategy.
Yeah. Big city life is hard, which honestly, this kind of naturally brings me to our next point. A lot of people have been asking, like, no bullshit, I've gotten this at least 5 or 6 different occasions. They want to know, and honestly, I think this is a cool question. They want to know, like, kind of what it took for you to go from who you were as a youngin', like, in your small little town in Minnesota, which I don't know if a lot of people knew how small of a town you, like, grew up in, to where you are now, like, what that took. Because I feel like you and me, we both have kind of transformed our lives throughout life.
Yeah.
And people want to know, like, kind of how you did that and, like, what it takes.
I have a very simple answer because I've known this for my whole life, but I grew up in a small town in southern Minnesota.
How many people? Tell them.
I mean, I think it was like 2,000.
Yeah.
It's definitely bigger than that now, but
you guys, that was like my high school. Like, crazy.
So when I was in like middle school, high school, we were just getting like a grocery store. Like, we had bowling and we had like a Dairy Queen, but we like got a McDonald's when I was like in high school.
Shut up.
We got a Subway. Like, we had to go into another city nearby to go to like the movies or like go to bigger grocery stores. So
like legit small town life.
It was small, but my school, it was a great school district. So we still had like 120 or 150 people per class.
Okay.
So I don't know. I was in a lot of sports. Anyway, I was in a small town and I knew from a young age that I wanted to see the world.
I was just going to ask you if you knew from a young age.
Because in my town, there was no diversity. Mm-hmm. Granted, what was that? Like 20 years ago?
Yeah.
No diversity. Honestly, like I dated like the only person that wasn't white, like in my whole county when I was in high school. And it was just crazy to me that people had like an issue with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, these people are so small minded.
Yeah.
On top of that, I did like 4 sports and some of my sports were not at my own school. One was like some of them were in cities nearby. So from my high school, people would always be like, oh, you're too cool for our school. Like you have other things to do, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why are people so judgmental? Like, I'm so sick of this small town mentality.
Yeah.
So I knew growing up that I wanted to be in a bigger city. So naturally, I moved to the Twin Cities in Minnesota. And I was there for college and a few years after that. And then I got a job opportunity to move to Chicago. But then that's when I really started traveling the world.
Yeah.
I think as I graduated to bigger cities, I was like, wow, there's just so much out there that I haven't seen. And I can't believe people in my small town really stay there forever and they get married and they have kids and they never leave the state.
Yeah.
I was like, that's insane to me. So I've made it like a personal mission through the last, I would say like 5-6-ish years to travel the world. I've done multiple Euro trips. I have so much more I want to explore. I want to see like every country in the world. Mm-hmm. But I just knew I wanted to live in a bigger city. And when I got into fitness, fitness has always been my passion. But as I started making it my career, I knew I didn't really want to be in Chicago anymore because it felt too corporate to me.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like there was anyone there doing what I do. And especially like the influencer market too. Yeah. It's growing now, but
it's not like it is in Miami or LA.
And like 25 years ago, it wasn't as big as it is now in Chicago. So yeah. I was going out to LA a lot and I tried out LA last year. Now I'm in Miami and I don't see myself ever living in a small town again. But I think it was just knowing that I wanted more and I wanted to see more. I didn't want like to be limited in my life. And I just knew there was so much more out there.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. I feel like everyone wants like a play by play, but it's just number one, you know, when you're really young, like what she said, like I remember being like so little, like in elementary school, and I would like tell my mom and dad that I want to like be a fashion editor in New York and like not have kids and like travel the world. And I'm like in fourth grade. So I feel like it's one of those things that you just know from a very young age, like it's just already in you. And then number two, because also, and I know you relate to this, a lot of people, when you have like big dreams and like really see a future for yourself that you know is what's meant for you, a lot of people
try to shut it down
and make you think it's crazy. Like you need to be practical. You need to choose stability. You need to choose like your 9-to-5 and stay in one city and have the family. And it's like, if you know that's not meant for you, you have to really not listen to that. And it's honestly just a choice. Like there's no play by play. It's just, you need to realize that life is one, you got one shot at life and you can literally make it whatever you want it to be. Like you just have to make those choices. Like I made the choice to drive across the country randomly out of nowhere. You made the choice to move to LA for a year, Miami. Like anyone can make those choices. It's just a lot of people are too scared to.
I think having a having a strong support system around you too is so important. And I've like went through so many phases with different friends.
Yeah.
Like I remember when I got into fitness, I like totally switched my friends just because you have people that support you and then people that don't.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with having like big goals, big dreams for like your career or your life.
Yeah.
You want to surround yourself by people that are going to support that and help you get there too.
Yeah. No, I remember, this kind of reminds me of what you were saying about having different sports and people in high school were like, well, you're too cool for us.
Yeah.
Talking about like friends and a support system. Yeah. That's like, that might be number one, because I remember being in high school and honestly, this is a lesson to everyone. Okay. Because then YouTube blew up. So I was one of those people in high school where I was like doing funny YouTube videos and like dances before it like really blew up. And I had a group of girlfriends that would like behind my back make fun of me and be like, that's so dumb. Like you're so immature. Like you would just want attention, like da da da. So I stopped doing them. And then freaking YouTube like blew up and like it was a whole thing. And I was like, damn, like if I would just not listen to people, like I could have been doing this a long freaking time ago.
Yeah, no, that's,
you know,
that's so true. It's funny because we were having a conversation last night and I was like, okay, somebody is making fun of you, then, or they're making comments about you and you don't really like them.
Yeah.
Tell them, great, that was my intention.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Oh, you look like you look skinnier. You look like you gained weight. Oh, good. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then what are they gonna say?
Nothing. Right. Literally nothing. Yeah. So yeah, support system I say is number one, because I don't think I've been open about this on the pod. I know I've talked to you about it. I've always kind of had struggles with girlfriends. However, I want to say like the past few years, I have like the best girlfriends ever. Like, and I've never had that before. Like, I really have people, and I think you do too. We're like ride or dies. Like, we all support each other. There's like no competitiveness at all. Like, we're all doing our own things, sometimes similar, sometimes different. There's no competing. There's just like leveling up, like giving each other advice. Like, we'll be there at like 3 a.m. for each other if we really need it. Like, I just good girlfriends. Like, no bullshit.
Yeah.
And if things happen, like even me and you, hasn't happened in a long time, but we've had issues in the past where we were able to just like talk and communicate and move forward.
Yeah, I barely remember when that was.
I know, so yeah. A million years ago. But that's what I'm saying. Good girlfriends, good support system is like number one in creating the life of your dreams, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I've always had so many girlfriends. I feel like I'm that connector friend.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Or I'm like, oh, I have these friends from here and these friends from here. Oh, we should all do something together. And then they start being friends. But I love it.
Yeah.
I love when that happens. And I just love having everyone like included in like one place. And I just feel like I've always been that girl to connect people.
Have.
But in terms of guy friends, that's like something new that I'm navigating that I never had in the past. And now I'm like navigating it. And, you know, you're an adult, so it's just like a different navigation. But I will say it can still be tough sometimes, especially when you're single.
Yeah.
And men know you're single. It's just, I mean, we could get into the whole dating topic now.
I was going to say, this is a natural segue into dating, kind of what we were talking about last night. You guys, Nicole said something last night that's been on my mind for a really long time, and I haven't said it out loud, but she worded it perfectly. She was hanging out. Well, no, I'm not going to say that. But basically, she was like, the way some guys talk about dating, it makes her depressed about dating and correct me if I'm wrong, makes her feel like what she wants isn't possible in a relationship in the future. And I feel that same way. And she said it last night and I was like, damn, that's some real shit.
Yeah. And then after that, I followed up by saying, maybe those aren't the right people for me to be around.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I do believe there's good people out there, good men and good women.
Yep.
And when you run into those people that are like, oh, no, society is doomed. Like, there's no good people. Oh, men, all men think like this. I'm like, okay, no.
That's like, has to be good.
There's always stereotypes, right? And there's always maybe a common theme. Mm-hmm. But I believe there's good people.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're hard to find, though.
I do, too. But I still think they're out there.
I do think they're out there because we're out there. If we're out there, there has to be good guys out there, too.
Well, I wouldn't say we're that's also a thing. I think so many people think that they're so great in bringing the best package. And it's like, okay, well, are you? I think you have to check yourself a lot of times.
100%.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're the type of girls, we know we're flawed and we work on ourselves and we fix those issues.
See,
and we're self-aware.
That's the part. Being self-aware and like being able to admit to yourself that, okay, I'm slipping a little. I need to keep working on this.
Yep.
And your partner is going to be like that too. So it's not about finding the perfect man or the perfect woman. It's, you know, being able to look at those signs that they are self-aware and they know what they want to work on, and then working on those things together, because nobody's ever going to have it all together.
Yeah. No, it's impossible.
Like, how? In what world?
Yeah. No, everyone is flawed. So what do you want in a future, like, partner and relationship? Like, what are you looking for, and why is that so hard to find right now?
I feel like
the size says it all.
So loaded. Like, the question is so loaded.
Let's start with the first part.
I'm not really going to get into, you know, the characteristics, because I feel like that's irrelevant, because everybody has their own characteristics they look for. But I'm just so over the, like, games, and you need to act like this to get this, or like, you can't text somebody too much because it's showing so much. And I just want a genuine connection. And I just feel like that's so tough. And I don't know. I just feel like you have to be intentional too. Like now when I go on dates, like admittedly, I need to go on more because I feel like I'm that type that's like, oh, I want to like meet more people and do this and this.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if it's being in a new city or whatnot, but I just am getting like a little bit of like social anxiety. I don't know. Like sometimes yeah. I'm not like that. Sometimes I am. And I just think you, if you're going on dates, you have to be very intentional and you have to like ask for what you're looking for. And you have to be very mindful of how those questions are getting answered because I'm the type that is really straightforward when I go on dates usually. And that doesn't always mean that the way they answer it is the truth. So you have to read between the lines. And that's why I think also dating is so tough. It's like, even if you're straightforward and you're asking the right questions, people can answer it in a roundabout way. So they're not actually saying no. Yeah. Like if I'm like, oh, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a relationship? And like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not looking, but if it works, it works. I'm like, okay, well, relationships are work.
Yeah.
So you have to put in the effort. And if you're just out here not putting in effort, then I know that's not gonna lead to anything.
Yeah, 100%. And one thing that you said last night when we were talking that I like reading between the lines, where if you're on a date with someone and they're talking about how like, oh, like my last relationship didn't work out because like she was ready to settle down, like that's a big one. I feel like a lot of guys say that and then you're just like, okay, like, well then why are you on a date with me?
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, I think you have to kind of give people a shot, right? Like not turn people down too soon, but I think going on a couple dates, like you can tell. I know a lot of people say they can tell right away, but I think we also talked about this, like dating out of your typical type.
Yes.
And I was listening to a podcast the other day and it was saying like, you keep dating your same type because it's familiar to you. It's just like being in your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's familiar to you. That's why you're sticking to it. It's not that somebody else couldn't be a good match for you. You're just staying in your comfort zone and going to what's familiar for you.
Yeah.
And so I think when you start dating out of your type, what it was saying is like, try to go by the 3-date rule, like give it 3 dates. And if there's no connection from there or no like physical attraction or whatever, then, you know, at least you gave it a shot.
Yeah.
Versus I think sometimes we shut things down too soon. And
that's,
I do.
That's me.
I do think you can, like, especially women, I don't know, but I feel like we go on one date or a guy breathes wrong and we're like,
that's
no, his voice is like not it. Yeah. It's like, all right. Like,
you got to give people more of a shot.
Yeah, I think there's obvious no's, but then there's people that kind of maybe you're like, oh, well, maybe I can like, and I don't know. I think women are like this more than men because I feel like men shut women down right away. Yeah. Oh, she's not attractive. Done.
Immediate. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
The should I hear from guys again? It's
see, now that we just talked about that, like guys shutting down. Okay, so this is my issue and I'm going to do a whole episode, you guys, solo about, I'm going to be brutally honest about like my dating life and why I've been single so long. We're going to get all into that because I know a lot of you guys want to know. But one thing that you just said that I struggle with. Okay, I feel like when you're, I don't want this to sound bad, but I feel like when you're an attractive woman and you kind of have it together, you see the worst side of men. Like my, like I'm not joking, like my DMs sometimes, it's like married men, men in relationships, people with families, like it's, and not even just in DMs, in real life too. I just feel like I just see the worst side of men and it really puts a bad taste in my mouth. Like it's rare for me to see good.
And that's tough. And I think that's why a lot of people get really jaded.
Yeah. Because
they've seen stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost like, what do they say? More money, more problems.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you say that? But like being attractive, you see more of it.
It's so bad. Like even just like at work, like the way my boss is towards me, like you just genuinely see sides of men that a lot of people don't see. And it's like makes you like be like, damn.
Well, that's what makes it tough, too, as like a female, especially like I've dealt with this so much. It's like, OK, how do you know if they're actually interested in you or if they're just trying to sleep with you?
Yeah.
And I think as you get older and mature, like that's what I mean. Reading between the lines and being really self-aware.
Yeah.
And using your intuition, like those things become more natural. But I think about my younger self and I think about women out there now that are like in their early 20s. And I'm like, oh, so many lessons.
So many lessons
in your 20s. But that's what your 20s are for.
Yeah.
And I think when you go into your 30s, it's like, okay, I know better.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm either just listening to myself or I'm not. So it's like, you're the only, I really feel like you're the only one prolonging yourself. Because by the time you're 30, and maybe it's different. Maybe it's 32 for some people. Maybe it's 28. But like, at this age, you know what you want and what you're looking for. And if you're entertaining the opposite thing, then the only person you can blame is yourself.
Yeah, 100%. That's like a promise I made to myself. I was talking about it last episode, how I felt. I talked to you about this last night too. Kind of how I felt like my life's been like stagnant and like I just feel like I've been in the same spot for so long, like doing the partying thing. And it's just, where I'm just ready for a different part of my life. And one of those things is like, I only make decisions now. Like, I know what I want for my future, like a year from now, 5 years from now. Yeah. So I only make decisions that are going to result in that happening.
Hence why you've probably been single for a long time. And same with me. Same.
Yes. And I'm not going to lie, you guys. Like, I'm not perfect. Like, I F up. Nicole knows this better than anyone. I don't have good taste in guys, okay? Like, I like the bad boy. I like the challenge. It's not good. It's a really toxic trait. But I'm trying now moving forward to just only make decisions where it's like, this is going to align in my future.
You know what is the best? I love that. And I feel like I'm on the same page. You know what is the best, though? Like, when you think you have a type, right? Like, okay, you have bad boys as your type.
Yeah, totally.
But then you find this miraculous man that's like super nice to you and treats you well. Yeah. And again, this is why the 3-date rule is probably really important. And then you find out, oh, he's just taking it slow because he respects you. Yes. And he's actually taking you serious.
Yes.
And then once you get in a little bit deeper, you realize, oh, he has that bad boy inside of him.
Yeah.
He's just not showing it to everyone. And he's not throwing himself out there and treating women in a certain way. So it's like, that's where it becomes so much more valuable. And people in relationships know this because like you're in a relationship. But if you're somebody out there that has been single for a long time like us, I just try to keep that top of mind. Like, okay, he maybe seems nerdy or he seems this way, but like he might be exactly what you're looking for once you guys build that connection a little bit more.
Other. Yeah, that's always, that's you guys, it's a red flag. Like when guys are just like so into you right away.
Oh God.
No, you want to do it slow. Like start, like almost like, I like the starting as friends thing, but I know that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying. I just think, I don't know. I think after you hang out with somebody so many times, you're like, oh, they haven't kissed me yet. It's been like 10 dates.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys have physical attraction or not?
Yeah.
But I'm new at that, like being friends with men and then trying to get to that.
No, phase. I feel like 10 dates is too long.
Well, just, I don't know, just in general, but.
Yeah, I feel you. Wait, one thing that I want to talk about too, because we're talking a lot about like dating and men. Okay, so one thing that I do really think, because I've been thinking a lot about this. You know how like right now, girls are just like, oh, men suck. Like men are the worst. Like it's all over like the internet everywhere. It's like, it's almost like men against women.
Women are savage too.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So number one, women are just as savage. Okay. Like, I don't know. Like they're doing all the same shit. They're just like, it's under wraps. I feel like guys are a little bit more like out with it. Number two, it's like, how are we ever going to come together as a society and go back to that like old love and like romance and like dating and courting and pursuing?
I don't,
if we're in this like battle of like, you suck. Like men are the worst. Like, that's not going to happen.
I don't even think, like, because this is what I think about the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're ever going to be able to go back to that.
It sucks.
It evolves. We evolve into different phases in the world and different generations. And I just think that generation is really gone. Yeah. I think there's some people that are still like that and are still living that way.
I'm still like that. And I'm stuck in this world.
I understand. But, like, if you look at it now, like, look at all the things that are introduced now. I guess we didn't live back then. But I think this is just my perspective. You know, like open relationships and polygamy and like all those things. I'm sure they existed back then too, but I think so many people think of the traditional way.
Plus, I think back then they were like, that existed, but it wasn't so taboo, talked about. So they hid it.
So now that is like becoming a lot more open and normalized.
That's true. And I think that's all positive.
Yeah. And I think we're just transitioning into a new world.
Yeah.
So I think it's figuring out how to do that. And I don't know, being okay with it. And I think more than anything, being honest and transparent with your partners nowadays is more important. Like, I've heard so many people say, like, as long as you're open with me about it, we can work through it.
Amen.
Like, I mean, imagine just, you know, it doesn't even have to be as extreme as cheating, but like lying or like doing all that. I don't know. On the other side of things, I do think people cut people off quickly because there's so many options out there.
Yeah.
But I think once you're in a dedicated relationship, I think people are willing to work through things like that because there's more temptations out there. There's more, mm-hmm. more options, more access to things. So. Yeah.
I think communication is a huge issue in our like generation. I think if more people were just honest and just talked instead of like ghosting or avoiding or like whatnot, I feel like things would be so much better.
Yeah. All you can do is control yourself. Yeah. I don't ghost. I don't believe in ghosting. I've definitely been ghosted, mm-hmm. but like, I just don't see the point. I don't know. I think it comes with maturity.
Definitely.
Maturity. I would. And it makes me feel better for closure too.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, you know, I had a great time. It's nothing personal. I'm not feeling this. Like, I wish you the best.
Yeah.
And it just has to be as simple as that. But
easy.
I think, again, that comes with maturity because like nobody in their early 20s is talking like that.
No, no, sadly not. Sadly freaking not. So yeah, you guys, that's what's going on with dating, I guess. One thing I do want to say though is to girls listening to this, women, I just think number one, learn your lessons, because I am the person that like I like to fuck around and find out. So I just think you should learn the first time, okay?
Well, it's not even always the first time, but like I said, you get to a certain age where it's like you can only blame yourself.
You're being your own worst enemy. It's like if you're repeating these same cycles, it's just like the only person that's going to fix that and change your life and who you're dating is going to be you. You have to learn from your lessons. And then another thing that you said that I really like, because I feel like I've been doing this lately, because I definitely used to partake in the games. It's like if a guy took a long time to text me back, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to wait a day. You know, I'm going to wait longer. Like bullshit like that. I think now, and I've made it a point for this past year, no games. I'm 100% myself. I'm texting back right away. I'm telling you how I feel. If I want to see you, I'm going to tell you.
It's exhausting.
It's like I am 100% myself. And if you don't like it, if you don't communicate, if you ghost, like I'm like, okay, peace out. Like all good. Like I'm not going to change who I am or not tell you what I want.
And the like the sooner you like the first sign that they do, or maybe the second sign that you don't like, they're not communicating with you. They're not being consistent. Yeah. Cutting it off sooner rather than later makes it so much easier. Like,
amen.
Oh, he planned a date, but he didn't follow up. Like, things like that. It's like, okay. Yeah. No, I don't want that energy. And it sucks out a lot of energy from you. And that's what I don't think people realize. Like, the more energy you put into things that aren't right for you, the less energy you have to give to things that are right for you.
Yeah.
And it's not even just about dating. It's about, like, work and your personal life and mm-hmm. anything. It's like you're just really exerting too much energy on things that aren't aligned.
Yeah, 100%. Really quick before we wrap this up, because this is a whole thing that I wanted to talk about and it has to do with dating. And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but we talked about this last night when I was talking about how like this guy treats me so well in person, you know, like he like opens my doors. Oh, yeah. Like he just goes above and beyond. Like I don't have to use a brain cell. I feel like a girl, like feminine energy. But then it's like it's not a good situation. What do you think about guys that do that? That are just like not ready to commit, are kind of still in their bad boy hooking up phase, sneaky link, but like they treat you amazing in person.
Again, I think these are stereotypes for certain, you know, people, but I think it's a red flag because the people that have commitment issues are usually the ones who know how to manipulate situations.
Yeah.
So they're treating you above and beyond for a reason because mm-hmm. they're trying to manipulate the
they're
situation.
They're trying to get something out of it.
Yeah, and then they're going to go about being their normal selves. But, like, I mean, if you study on, like, narcissists and, like, manipulation, that's, like, what they do.
Yeah.
So they're really great at that. That's why they got you. That's why they fooled you.
Yep.
And now they're going to go be the way that they are. But the more you experience those people, again, it's a lesson. And you know not to fall for
and
the trap
and you know
again.
When to cut it off. You're not going to keep engaging with it.
Yeah, but I think, like, opening doors, like, doing nice gestures, I think is... it's not normal. Like it's definitely not
it's
normal.
It's sad
nowadays,
that it's not but, normal, but it should be.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the red flag. I think it's just like
the way they treat you afterwards. It's like they treat you amazing in person, and then afterwards they're a completely different person.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Again, everyone's different.
But. Yeah. And then lastly, we both need to talk about this. Is we talked about it at the very beginning of this episode. We're not hanging out with the right people. How do we fix that with our like lifestyle and like because in the content creator world going to events like we're around those type of people, that's who we surround ourselves with. So how do we fix that?
I've gotten
you started going to church.
So
I want to start going to church. I just haven't found one yet.
Yeah. I've started to try to be okay with being like lonely and selective.
Amen.
Not that lonely needs to fall in that category, but I think it happens naturally.
Yeah.
The more selective you are, like the more quiet it gets around you because you're not entertaining everything.
Yeah.
You really have to just prioritize yourself before anyone else. I mean, it's just, it becomes lonely because if people aren't aligned, you're not entertaining it anymore. And then you have less people around you and you're not going as, on as many dates and you don't have someone to just text or you don't have a hookup buddy to just text and hang out because you're bored. Cause you don't want that again, cause it's taking away the energy that you could be putting towards your business or towards your family or towards anything productive. So I mean, I started going to church and I've just been doing like, I feel like I stopped doing inner work for a while and I started doing it again. Like I haven't gone to therapy in a long time and I feel like I want to do that again, but I've been doing more like podcasts and journaling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think just being like,
I think being balanced,
but I think also reminding yourself that you need to have, when you have self-confidence in yourself, that's when I don't feel like you're reaching for everyone's like approval or attention and you're okay with being by yourself and being patient.
Yeah. Amen. Let's end this episode with a question. We had a few, but there was like one in particular. By the way, you guys, I'm gonna get note cards, I promise.
These questions came through Instagram?
Yeah. There was like one. We already answered this. Do you ever go to her for workout ideas slash plans? She's been my trainer before. I failed. I own it. We're going back. Advice on starting a new job where you're gonna see a lot of people that you don't really F with. Like it's like people that you don't like or the energy's off.
I think you just have to stick with your passion, purpose, the reason you started. And I think that can be tough, but like just stay focused. You don't need to like, again, back to being selective and like it sometimes resulting to loneliness.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to be friends with your coworkers. You don't need that. But I think also having a strong support system outside of that. So all your attention isn't like, oh, I'm not feeling accepted in the workplace by these people.
Yeah, like I've struggled with this a lot having to do with like podcasting and influencer world and content creation and events. You know this. Like I'll get invited to something that would be really good for my career and networking and I won't go because I have social anxiety or I'm scared I'm going to run into someone that I don't want to see. And I've been like that for a really long time. But you have to get to a point, which I finally have gotten to, where it's like, screw that. It's like you just go. This is technically work.
Yeah, it's work.
You're professional. You're nice. You're cordial. At the end of the day, you don't want like stupid little weird interactions with people to ruin your future and your career and your opportunities. Like that's where you fail.
I mean, yourself, yeah.
You know?
I think, but even unfortunately, sometimes stuff is like politics.
Yeah.
So going out to the party, but like being the boring one in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't always do well.
No, you have to go and, like, be yourself and, like, not let that shit get to you.
Like, fake it till you make it type of thing. I used to never believe in that, but as I got into sales and stuff more.
No, it's so real.
It makes more sense.
Okay, last question. What are our current short-term goals?
I want a husband.
Damn.
All I want is, like, to focus on growing my business and really, I mean, I don't even need to say husband, but yeah, that is the goal. Like, I just want a relationship again. So I'm just being very intentional and I'm taking dating serious. And I guess I need to put myself out there a little bit more. But that's what I want. I feel like I'm entering into that next phase of my life.
Yeah. Short-term goals for me, honestly, I keep saying it, but just really doing myself justice by being consistent, especially with the podcast. So, yeah, just killing it on my podcast, really making this my full-time job. And same thing, finding, like, a healthy relationship, putting myself out there more, not going for the guys that I normally go for, even though they're fun.
Because the boring ones might be a freak. You never know.
See, I need a little closet freak. That's what I need. One that's, like, cute and, like, charming and adorable and so nice to me, but then it's like a little like
I think everyone behind has doors. Well, not everyone, but I think you just have to try. If you don't try, you
won't. I gotta put myself out there. I know, and I need to stop dating the guys that I always like to date.
Yeah,
so those are my short and my other short-term goal. I really want to get my own place. I'm not gonna lie, I still don't know where I want to end up. It's so hard for me. So I feel like I have part of me that's like LA city girl and part of me that's like wants to read in a cottage with deer.
With deer.
So I'm like, I don't know what. So I got to figure out where I want
to
live.
Girl, the deer. Like, you can always go on a vacation Bambi. To see the deer. Go on the vacation once a year to go in the cottage and see the deer.
Oh, wait. You guys, I have to talk about Mount Whitney really quick.
Oh, my God.
This is, we're really going to end it at this because I should have talked about this last week. You guys, I got into hiking over the summer. And I got really good at it, okay? Like, I'm a
hiker. How do you get good at hiking?
Because it's like, dude, not like everyone can stop? Do 18-mile hikes in one day. Like, what? That's a challenge.
But what does good mean? Like, you don't stop? Or what does it mean?
Good just means you have a good pace. Mm-hmm. You're really good, like, hand-eye coordination coming down the mountain, like, through rock. You're not, like, tripping and falling and twisting your ankle. Like, Iris, when she comes on the pod, we're going to talk about a grizzly bear story that she experienced. Holy shit. Yeah. But, you guys, so I did hiking, and the only reason why I didn't summit Mount Whitney, okay, is because my dad and my brother. It wasn't because of me. And I just need to put that out there because I know you guys were all following the hiking journey. I would have made it. I have them both on record on text saying that I would have made it. My dad is just getting a little too old and my brother got altitude sickness. So we're going to try to summit Mount Whitney another time without them because I need to do it and to say I did it. But I'm good. I'm good at hiking. I'm like, I have a good pace. I'm like, I'm doing like 18, 19 miles a day. Like a 5 mile hike for me is even 8 miles is like nothing.
I love that.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
I'm an outdoors girl.
We might need to like slow that down a little and get you back in the gym for the strength training though.
Because I keep burning all my calories.
Yeah, yeah. You're already so tiny. But if you enjoy it, great. We just got to pump more food into
you. We got to pump more into me.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
I feel like we talked about a lot.
Yeah.
We always do.
That was a lot. I mean, we could talk forever. But
talk forever. Everyone, I just really wanted to take a moment to thank HGAB Studios in Miami. For anyone that doesn't know, this is where I really started taking off with my podcast, and I have my main guy, Abraham. He does all the magic, okay? He does the audio, he does the lighting, videography, he directs, he gives me pointers, tells me when I sound a little nervy. So I just want to take a moment to really acknowledge them and Abraham and just everything that they do for me. And I'm so thankful. So today's episode is all taken care of by HGAB Studios. And you guys, I want to take a moment to let Nicole give a little shout out to her socials and her business.
Hey guys. So I know that you guys know me because of Casey and we obviously met under a very interesting circumstance, but for the last few years, I've been doing fitness coaching online. You can find me at Nicole K Fitness and I've turned it into my full-time career now. So I really love just being able to help people reach their goals, not just physically, but mentally as well. And it's just been so rewarding. So many of my clients have so many different goals, whether it is weight loss or putting on muscle or pre and post pregnancy, having a better relationship with food. So it's just an amazing experience to be in a career that you love and that you have passion for, because there's always motivation to keep going. So if that's you, you can follow me at Nicole K Fitness and you can always hit me up there. We can chat, we can work on your fitness goals, whatever it may be.
Okay, you guys, I'm so glad that Nicole was able to come on this week. Yeah, thank you too. So much. I'm honored. The new pod, the rebrand, you're the first guest. I feel like it's fitting.
It is, yeah.
It's very fitting. So yeah, you guys, I love you all. Go ahead and check out my social media accounts. We're going to be back next week. And yeah, I just love you all. Thank you for supporting me. Mwah. Bye.